Lesson 20, Unit 5, 第五单元第二十课。那么本课呢，我们将就旅行的问题做一步进一步的复习。当旅行去的时候，要计划到什么地方去，然后要买机票或者买车票。那么往往旅行回来以后，有很多朋友亲属都要询问你在外旅行的情况。好，首先我们看一段对话。
Joy, how was your holiday?
啊，一见面就有人问了，你度假度得怎么样？
Joy, how was your holiday? I had a great time. I had a good time. I had a wonderful time.
玩得痛快极了。
Could you tell me what you think about Hainan Island? Our family is going on holiday soon.And we are also thinking about going there. Could you tell me what you think about Hainan Island? What you think about Hainan Island?
意思是你对海南的印象，你对海南的看法。能否给我谈一谈你对海南的看法？
Our family is going on holiday soon, and we are also thinking about going there.
我们家也要去度假了，我们也在考虑到那个地方去。
Oh, if you get a chance to go, take it. We had a wonderful time.
啊，如果真有机会去的话，啊，一定要去。
So, if you get a chance to go, take it. Take it.
意思是就一定要去，一定要抓住机会。So, take it 是指抓住机会的意思。
We had a wonderful time.
他再次表达啊，我们玩得痛快极了。
What did you do there?
那么你在那个地方玩了些什么呢？做了些什么呢？
I think the best thing was scuba diving.
我想最有意思的是 the best thing, 最好的是
the most interesting thing was scuba diving,
就是带着那个潜水镜潜水。
The fish and the coral reefs were beautiful.
那么这个景象呢，是描写在潜水潜到下面以后所看到的。
The fish,
鱼啊，和那个珊瑚礁，非常漂亮。
Everyone in my family loved it.
我们家人人都非常喜欢。
First, we had scuba lessons.Then we went scuba diving with some other people.
那么首先呢，我们在那儿呢上了一下那个带着呼吸器潜水的一些常识课，然后我们就进行潜水了。
So, with some other people,
然后我们和其他一些人一块儿就进行潜水。
Whoa, that sounds really cool. So that sounds really great.That sounds really wonderful.
Whoa! 啊，看起来真是不错，真是有意思，真是酷。
I'm going to tell my parents I want to go to Hainan Island.
好，我也要告诉我爸爸妈妈，我想去海南岛。好，那么在刚才这个地方，我们了解到如何询问对方的旅途和旅行。我们可以说
How was your holiday? How was your trip? How was the trip to Hainan Island?
那表达玩得痛快，我们可以说 I had a good time, or I had a great time, or I had a wonderful time. 那么同时呢，要把你感受最深，你觉得最有意思的事情，告诉你的同伴，告诉你的朋友，告诉你的亲友。OK? 那么在旅行的过程中，我们不光是要去啊观看那些景色，同时我们要了解一些旅行的常识，例如介绍那个火车的时刻、飞机的时刻等等，要学会看那个飞行的或者火车的时刻表。好，下面我们做一道练习。
Work with your partner. One of you is selling tickets and the other wants to find out information about the train. 两个人一块儿进行练习，其中一个人呢做那个卖票的。Now, one of you is selling tickets, and the other wants to find out information about the trains. 另外一个呢就试图要找到有关火车车次的信息。那么作为旅行的一种常识，就是要学会去看火车时刻表，去询问对方有关火车班机的一些时刻。啊，这不光是我们学外语，到国外去是非常必须的。啊，哪怕就是在国内，你出去的时候，这是一个生存的本领。下面我们看一个用英文表述的时刻表。Train， 这个是指的火车的班次。啊，比如 K37 T1 K89 T109 T107 T7， 这都是火车的那个班次。From 就是这个车是从什么地方发的，我们看到都是从北京发车。 To 就是发往的终点，这乌昌、长沙啊、Hooherhot、上海、深圳、成都。然后是发车时间 time living or living time。 好，这个地方时间呢通常用 24 hour clock， 通常用24小时制，但是为了区别小时和分呢，我们汉中文的习惯通常中间加上两点。Time arriving 就是 arriving time， 就是抵达的时间。好，那么就这个表，大家可以相互进行提问，问火车的班次是从什么地方发车到什么地方，然后呢是什么时候开，什么时候抵达。那么结合前面呢，还可以问这个票价是多少。下面我们看一个 sample。
I'm not sure why I want to go on holiday.
Is there a train to Wuchang? 好，我现在还拿不准我应该到什么地方度假。有没有火车到武昌的？
Yes, there is. It leaves at 18:53. That is 7:07 in the evening.
也就是晚上的6:53。
Could you tell me how long it takes?
请告诉我这个火车要坐多长时间呢？
It takes about 12 hours if you take the K37 train.
如果坐 K37 次的话，大概只要12小时。
Could you tell me whether that's a fast train or not?
你能否告诉我这个辆车是快车呢，还是慢车？好。那么大家通过这样的练习呢，可以去了解火车的班次、火车运行的情况。那我们这个里面又学到一个，就是快车，我们叫 a fast train。 Now， 那么关于旅行呢，我们到了一个地方还要去找地方住啊，比如说有关旅馆的问题，有关旅馆的价格，选择一个旅馆的位置等等，这都是我们在外旅行必备的一些本领。 OK，我们看一个例子。
Look, speak and write. You're traveling to Inner Mongolia. You want to book a room but don't know any hotels. You are at a travel office and look at the following two branches. Ask and answer questions about each other.And then, write a short story about your stay at one of the hotels in Inner Mongolia.
好，那么这个地方呢，要求我们去学会去订房间，去找到自己所需要的旅馆。So, book a room, 去预定一个房间啊，然后呢，去写一篇简单的关于你待在这个旅馆里面的经历。那不一定是在 Inner Mongolia。啊，就是你曾经有过的。下面给大家一个例子。
Excuse me, could you tell me where the Blue Sky Hotel is? Yes, it is at 156 Xing Ling Road, just near the downtown. Could you tell me how much a double room costs? Sorry, I don't know.You'd better call the hotel by the number on the brochure.
好，劳驾，你能否告诉我一下南天宾馆在什么地方？ 那这就是找宾馆的问路的一种方法。Could you tell me where the Blue Sky Hotel is? 那么 it's at 156 Ceiling Road, just near the downtown. 表示某一个路门牌号码，英文的习惯呢是把门牌号码在前，就小的单位在前。So 156 or 156是它的门牌号 ，Shining Road 是街道。Could you tell me how much a double room costs? 好，你还能否告诉我啊，那个 a double room 就是一个双人间，一个双人间要多少钱 ？Sorry, I don't know. You'd better call the hotel by the number on the brochure. OK， 那么这就是告诉我们到一个陌生的地方是如何找到住的地方啊。如果找不到的话，还可以通过什么？就是 call for help， 就是打电话来寻求帮助。那么通常某一个地方呢，都有一个有关服务的电话。那比如说什么168呀，啊，有那个相应的服务电话。Certainly, if you are in danger， 当然，当你遇到什么危难的事情的时候 ，and you can call 110， 你可以。打110。